Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Thank you to Noctula Mudupi. Thank you, Noctula Mudupi, saying, self-will biblically can be understood as the desire to follow our own desires and plans, rather than submitting to God's will. The Bible teaches us the importance of surrendering our will to God's will, trusting in His plans for us, and seeking His guidance in all aspects of our lives. I hear you quite clearly, Noctula. And I go back to the last sentence you did. Seeking His guidance in all aspects of our lives. Hey, uma sekungenwa emjolweni, iyafunwa ke iguidance kaThixo. Andiyabuza kaloko, andiyabuza. Ndiyabuza amadoda namakhwenkwe bakhona, ke bashayela ucingo basiqelele okokuba bona bayibona kanjani le ndaba. Yes, I say yes, oh yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, oh yes, I will do, and your spirit comes to me. With my whole life I will be, and my answer will be yes. Oh, yes. Angithi ne, bese yafika umjolo. Ah, le ngoma leyana iwelele. Umuntu akasafuni ngisho nokuyibona. Unokuthula uyasichallenge sonke. Kukhona, she says, in all aspects of her life. And I underline the last sentence of what she just said. Hey, my dad. Hey, what did you see, Paul? How 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 you let the girl go see, Paul? Minang Samus.
Load shedding in Pumala.
I ain't load shedding like South Africa. Oh, mara la pe mo ikluf ngi bonili. Mara e mo ikluf kutubule e station. La pe Pretoria East. That's what we need to do. Sipho, are you back?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ngithi ke mina. Uzwile mangifunda i WhatsApp yaka Nokuthula Mdupi?
Angizwanga mfundisi.
Lalela.
Kwamanye amazwe kune shot le load shedding, kodwa kwenye indawo ngathi ayikho. Kodwa ayikho kwenye.
Ah, uyabona uyaqala manje. Ithi mfundele WhatsApp le. Unokuthula Mdupi uthi self-will biblically can be understood as the desire to follow our own desires and plans rather than submitting to God's will.
Yeah.
The Bible teaches us the importance of surrendering our will to God's will, trusting in His plans for us, and seeking His guidance in all aspects of our lives. And I underline that last sentence. It's a conjoined sentence because she puts a comma there. Le eti, and seeking His guidance in all aspects of our lives. Ha! Ha! Umangenwe mjolweni ifuniwe guidance kaNkulunkulu.
It's unfortunate mfundisi. He part him now in all aspects of our life. But it's unfortunate to in some areas we don't allow God, we allow ourselves for what to say in the end.
Yeah.
Especially when you want to get into marriage, like, no, this is my own will. See, my own will it. So it's no longer in all aspects of our lives. No, told him seven, let's say, but unfortunately, no, I can't live in this place. You could your own choice. Yes. So it can be in all aspects of life.
Ukuluma nami mfo. Yabona leyo yomsebenzi. Ubekwe la ubona ukuthi mara la angifuni ukuba la. Uyabona? Yeah. Ukabona ukuthi hayi yazini sengizwile la. Bakunyathele bakugadange ukuthi hayi sengizwile la.
Kodwa ungahambi.
Ya. Uthi uyahamba uNkulunkulu yathi ma ungahamba la uzongazi kahle.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Nkosi yam.
Uzoyibona, ya, uzoyibona lento ebathi irapport ukuthi yini. Irapport means whether. Yes, yes. uzoyibona kahle lento bathi i-report hamba wena eish Nkosi yami kulo yomunye umsebenzi bathi bheka ndoda phela masithole wena sithola igolide enuma sikhokha bekashila ugogo ugogo athi popozani yawazi amahereba ngithi angiwazi gogo ya imali yephephe eningi ya Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak blasphemies against the Elohim above all gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what has been determined shall be done. People who are doing their own will, exalting themselves, magnifying themselves, being blasphemers, even against the Elohim, people who basically are vested on a physical prosperity that they would say it is by their own doing. Such people are propelled by a self-will. Sipho. Ulahlekile futhi.
It's amazing mfundisi ukuthi i-self will ibonakala ngathi ayiyona i-self will mayisaqala but ibona ngalesikhathi i-glory ngasays kulo efanele because God sometimes uses us as his vessels but bese kuba ngathi i-glory manje ibuyela kini mase bathi he was shumala khade bese uthi ya ngithandaze kakhulu whereas sukuyabona ukuthi ngathi lento ishumayelile it is your own way because sometimes sibuka labantu bebisindiswa bekhipha amademoni belapha abantu izifo kuba ngathi yibo kanti uNkulunkulu kanti fanele bafane noPaul ukuthi maso wenza amamiracle abantu bayeza ukuthi hayi it's not me uze udabule neyimpahla ngoba iglory ayibuyeli kuwe ubuyeliswa udumo kuNkulunkulu so iself will lakhona sibona umuntu elimala mfundisi sekakuthiwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngohadebe bathi hayi siyabonga uNkulunkulu but kumele kuqale kubongwe la kini
ya yimi engenza ukuthi uhadebe abe so ya
so ila ubona khona ukuthi iself will mfundisi ila umuntu alimala uma sokuthiwa kanconywanga whereas bokufanele vele kunconywa uNkulunkulu ila kufanele kungabe kuvele uNkulunkulu athi umuntu ufuna kuvele yena so if self will it dangerous ngoba ithola umuntu asekwenzeni but bese kubonakala ukuthi wenzela bani
hey madodana
kufana le issue Jesu ayisho ukuthi uma sinikeza abantu izipho noma something sibasiza isana sakho sokunene esenzayo kwa right singakwazi ukubona u left it wenzani so ubona abantu bepostela lapha benza ukuthi mina bese ayavela uma ngavelanga abantu bamncoma usiyalimala yakukhombisa ukuthi you are no longer doing for God's purpose you are doing for your own self will
Absolutely. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about self-will, what it is even all about. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. What is a self-will according to you? Today, are we finding much of this? Pakathe enkonzweni zethu. Ah, Nkosi yami. Unkulunkulu athi bona vangelani nina ndithi no manje sesifuna ukwenza traditional. Na umuntu uze lapha bagcoka amatayiri siyabakhamila amatayiri abasakwazi ukwakhipha entanyeni. Kubi. Inkingi. Na umunye uza sewagcoka amabheshi waphethe imikhonto manje sekuyaxatshanwa manje ukuthi hey lo uhleke bani lo wahleba bani. Self-will, iletha ingcabano phakathi kwethu ngoba ayihambelani nokukhanya kukaNkulunkulu kunala iphelela khona. Luke chapter 19 verse 14, but his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. It is when we don't want Yahusha HaMashiach to reign over us, when we don't want Christ to reign over our lives. It is a self-will. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, it's still the rejection of the Messiah of our lives, as you are saying, to reign over us. Mm. So it means we are choosing to be living according to, you know, our own plans, you know, and also our own, like, maybe wisdom or intellectual capacity at the expense of just being directed by, you know, like Yahushua HaMashiach himself, being him being the center of our life. Because the Word of God says, we've been crucified with Christ, we no longer live. So the life we live in the flesh, we live it by faith in him. So it means it's no longer about us or even our desires or the requirements of our own flesh, but it's according to the Spirit of the Lord, and it's according to the law of the Lord. You know, also being self-willed is when, you know, like I was reading Isaiah 6:5, as I was saying before the Lord, woe me, for I am lost, I am a man of unclean lips. You know, when you are a man of unclean lips, I will dwell in the midst of, actually, I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, also your company, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So that's also being self-willed, when we still, you know, like, the word of the Lord is not alive and active in our life. So when we speak, it's just our opinions, it's our ideas, it's not the truth, it's not the scripture, it's not the teachings of the Messiah, but it's just that which we think. Of which nowadays, that's what we see, like, people's opinions, especially in the so-called churches, like, you know, the lack of the Spirit of God being the one who speak, and also the lack of, you know, like, the Lord himself being the one who speak. Like, we see people's opinions, people's ideas, people's doctrines, people's teachings, up to a point that, you know, like, the flock of God is so lost because of, you know, those lying lips at the expense of the Spirit of the Lord being the one who speaks. That's being self-willed, you know, formulating your own doctrine. You know, people have got their, I know, men that have formulated their own doctrine out of the gospel, out of the word of the Father, you know, but they formulated their own doctrine, you know, to teach people. And people are following no longer the Father, they are following them. So they've turned to the God of those people. That is self-willed, being self-willed, you know, doing things your own way at the expense of the Father.
Doing things your own way at the expense of the Father, that is a self-will. We trust, we believe the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What is a self-will?
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
We are talking about self-will, what it is even all about. And of course, I'm looking at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, Muruti. It says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. It is people who are living according to the flesh, who despise authority, which means there's no spiritual discipline upon them, and they are presumptuous. But kalonge unkulunkulu unkulunkulu entweneso unkulunkulu fanele enze so. Baba wena ngithi yabona ngiyamthanda. Na noma singalalana kuyafana sizoshada. Umunya thamanzi phela ukuthi boze ukuthi amanzi asweet ifanele uwa taste ecala ubani umuntu ophuza amanzi asweet hay
kana ke limhlopa imgcolisa
ya bathi ya eh inkosi yami hey leyo yona ave ngicaka ke leyo ya indwangu imhlopa ingcolisa indwangu imhlopa kusho leso sigadi kusho indwangu eyi iskorobo engcolo edlula zonke indwangu
kosi ya
Ah,
yeah. Buddhist. Hey,
Mfundisi. That is where the lack of spiritual maturity comes in, when one wants to twist the will of the Father and make it his own will. Ngokuthi ufuna ukufulfill the desires of the flesh. And even the khuluma umuntu amagama afana ukuthi God, do you understand?
Hey, Matot.
You know my situation. You want God to understand instead of following the will of God. But your will opposes the will of God. And the third part of it, Mfundisi, our self-will will lead us into a destruction. Ayinako ukuthokoza noma the good end, because we can never be able to twist the will of the Father. So eyethu intando ingabukeka eyinhle eka ingathi uyathokozisa manje, kepha umvuzo wayo ubhlungu. But if we were able to listen, because when one is so self-willed, it is one when he does not even incline his ear unto the Lord, but afune ukuthi ahambe phambili enze bese afuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu abusise noma alandele ngemuva. But instead ukuthi uqale uye kuNkulunkulu uconfirm ukuthi ingako uDavid bekathi noma esempini kufanele alwe, ubengaveli athi ngiyazazi ukuthi ngiphiwe ukuthi ngingalo. Before he will take any step, he will first consult with the Father. At should I pursue them? But now a self-will is when you will take the step and pursue the, and then when you are defeated, instead to then you tend to blame God because you wanted your own glory. Ukuthi ngaziwe ngibonakale ngisho nakuma television ukuthi hayi mina ngingumqoli smoto oduma umhlaba wonke. But into engiyenzayo, which is in contrast with the word of God. And as that Apostle Paul, because even nomuntu osindisiwe, it's got a responsibility ukuthi you need to be able to see. Ati, I'm so amazed ukuthi who bewitched you. Because there are people who come and twist the gospel of the Messiah just to fulfill their desires, just to fulfill their interest and their plans of what they want to do. Not serving God himself, but using, I love Amazwe, second to say, Usipho at in the expense of God, imposing your will.
Hey, Mathew.
Ekube ngathi, lento yintando kaNkulunkulu. You know, uNkulunkulu akutshele ukuthi, pray for this particular person, or go to that house and minister. And you just said, mina, I cannot do that, or I will do it tomorrow. In other words, ukuthi ulalele izwi likaNkulunkulu when ngaleso sikhathi you impose your will and say but so lobo uyaye kuzibonakalise umuntu esezibona sekangcono, because uzibona ekwazi ukuthi yena ngani uyaziwa. The thing ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthe church your service must start at 9 o'clock. But when as a leader, you say, ngizoyifikela ngesami isikhathi, they can wait. You are no longer serving the will of God. You are no longer following, because we need to follow. So we want now abantu ukuthi balandele thina, bangabe basalandele uNkulunkulu.
It is very sad when we see those things really culminating. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Babongani.
Sawubona mfundisi Ray nabafethu ke abangama guest ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
Isihloko self will. Ungumuntu lo ozenzela intando yakhe, ongafuni ukutshelwa ke ngabanye abantu, ongafuni ke nokuthatha ke nemibono ke yabanye abantu. The quality of obstinately doing what one wants in spite of the wishes or orders of others. Mm. To be ruthless, stubborn, or willful adherence to one's own desires or ideas. Self-pleasing, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and walk and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Singafunda ke ku Jude 4, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
Psalms chapter 10, verse 4. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is none of his thoughts. Ngabantu ke labo ke abayitshela ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu akekho ke futhi ke bona bayayiphilela and futhi ke abagqiza iqakala ke ngokuthi ke balandele ke imiyalo kaNkulunkulu neBhayibheli ke abakholelwa ke kulo. Opposing to follow the will of God, this is a dangerous sin. Romans chapter 15 verse 3. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Mm. Numbers 22 verse 18, God continuously warns Balaam, do not go beyond what I tell you to do. And every time Balaam tries anyway, he fights God at every turn because he wants his own way. He wants the gold, the honor, and the reputation he would have by cursing Israel. Characteristics of self-will are fear, anger, arrogance, criticizing, denial, false pride, hate, impatience, inconsiderate, inconsistency, and jealousy, judgmental, lustful thoughts, people-pleasing, procrastination, resentment, sarcastic, and self-seeking. Self-will always rejects authority. In the process of rejecting God's authority, people are untimely rejecting God who has placed authorities and boundaries in our lives for our good. God's will for us is revealed in his word. Self-will always struggles with the authority of the Bible. Self-will is never content in the Father's house. Like an example of the prodigal son in Luke 15, verse 11 to 24. Finally, the prodigal son came to his senses and he realized he needed to repent, turn back home to his father. We are also to return to our Heavenly Father and ask for forgiveness. Christ's meek reaction. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter and as a lamb before its shear is silent. So he opened not his mouth. He was the very king of meekness. Meek people seek no revenge. They live to God's sense of justice while they seek to remain true in their calling and meet God's standards. Be satisfied with what you have. Contentment of mind is one of the fruits of meekness. The naughty and covetous do not inherit the earth. Proverbs chapter 37 verse 16 says, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. We are to be self-controlled people or conduct motivated by faith because we are a distinct people summoned by the great God for his purposes and his purpose only. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. May the Father bless you abundantly. Thank you so much, sir. And of course, we're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Can remember mfundisi wamina.
Eh, asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalale bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba le.
Tithokotisayo.
Nabefundisi bethu labonabo lapho
studio. Amen. Amen.
Manje ke kunamazi lapha encwadini ka Matthew 7.
Mm.
Lapho uJesu akhuluma khona nabakhe lababili.
Mm.
Athi wonke umuntu ozwa lamazwi ami abayende, ngimfanisa nendoda lehlanganiphile yakhe indlu yayo edwaleni. Manje thina bantu mfundisi kunezindlela esiphila ngazona, mhlawumbe indlela lesithatha ngayo izinto. Ukwenza izwi umfundisi asukuba ngumfundisi, asukuba ngumprofita, asukucula i-church choir. Ukwenza izwi mfundisi ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu uma lifike kithina mfundisi liyenza intando kaNkuluNkulu emzimbeni yethu. Izwi leli kaNkuluNkulu kumzimba yethu lidala intando kaNkuluNkulu. Le ntando yezwe leya ayisangeni kithina. Ngokuba manje izwi likaNkuluNkulu lilapha phakathi kwethu mfundisi. Lamazwi lawasela umphostoli Paul lelivili kaJesu malihlale kini livame. Livimba le intando yezwe leyani ukuthi ingasayenzeki emizimbeni yethu mfundisi.
Kani mambo mfundisi wami nakhensa. Nakhensa mfundisi wami na. And ithi ngikhulume nobaba uVilakazi. Sabona bhuti wami.
Hey, sabona brother.
Kunjani kodwa lapho?
Sekhona manje brother, ngiqhubeka brother.
Yebo, uqhubeka baba. Usemoyeni.
Hey brother, ngibulise nebandla kaNkuluNkulu uPastor Motha, uPastor JD Dominic noPastor Sipho Khadebe.
Awuzweke. Awuzweke.
Steph will brother is when we copy the behaviors of this world. Silokothi sithi singabakhe kepha izinkambo zethu zifana nabezenzisi.
Eish.
Since today abaholi abakhuza ibandla ngokufana. Kukhona ama favorite laba abangathintwa brother.
Bafaka imali lapho.
Ngoba kutholakala ama benefits kubo.
Namagheke yaba.
Bazothi nasingamkhuzi kanti kufanele simkhuze ngezwi nothando brother. Bese bathi nasingamkhuza angeke kusatholakala lama benefits.
Yeah.
Sengifile ukuhlanganyela ngasese kuyobheka ama videos anenhlamba. Sengifile ukuhlangana nabantu abahlebayo brother Ray silokufisa ebandleni lika Jesu Christ. Criticizing others. Self-will is when we are paying attention to deceiving spirits. Ngoba uSathane usebenza lokho usiguduza kuJesu Christ. Because the devil uses fear to attract what we fear, brother.
Yeah.
Uthole siya kuzinyanga ukuyosola seeking light and peace in the kingdom of darkness. Not seeking God's wisdom. Uthole ukuthi ukuxuba izinto zikaJesu Christ nezinto ezifana nokucabanga ukuthi zizoletha i-peace kithi. Ukuguqa kwama-idols.
Yeah.
Not in the presence of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Priests. Seeking power to an extent of sacrificing to the God demons, brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise to God be the glory my brother.
All the time, may the Father bless you. Thank you so much for your time, mfundisi wami. Ncike enkosi bhuti wami. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. God bless you too, my brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We are taking your call 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Mlungi Simbonani says, greetings, servant of God and servants of God. I think self-will has to do with our human perspective, will, whereby someone is independent of himself or herself, and he doesn't want any corrections in what he or she does. I remember when I tried to correct someone who was sort of a gay, I told him that we don't worship a confused God. So he told me that he don't need biblical opinion to tell him how to live. And he said, anyway, God loves me. God loves him the way he is. That is Mlungisi Mbonani there. All right. Lenki says, good evening. Bontatemrening. Self-will kihui taula. Or self-reliance. And pay no consideration of others and the rule of law. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of communication from you? Wow. Lenki Rampo, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. Ngiyabonga nje kakhulu kazi. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And of course, WhatsApp is 082-657-2729.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
Mam Maureen.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings to those that you are. Oh, now, but greetings to all the pastors. I can hear ukuthi niyakhuluma nge self will. Nikhuluma ngentando. So, thina ekumele sikwenze what we should do is the will of God. Before I can bring the word, ngizothola izwi.
Yeah.
Let me just sing this song for you, okay. Pastor Ray, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Nice.
Nagubo bonke abefundisi.
Yeah.
The song iculeka kanje. Intando emnandi ngeya Konkosi yami ngisondeze kuwe Jesu emoya oyingcwele ngoba intando ya Gize, gibe, gibe, goa, kongosi, intando emnandi, geya, kongosi yami, giso. He does conquer our will, our self-will. Ngani ngoba thina, we depend on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that we should ask him, ukuthi hey ngempela uyena obusayo ngaphakathi kwenhliziyo zethu, so that thina our self-will ingabonakali, kunqobeke ini intando yethu. Ngisalethelela iculo, ngizayo uNkulunkulu uzangihola anginikeze izwi engizolileta elinqoba ini elinqoba intando yethu. Ngiyabonga Brother Ray and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit and to all the pastors. Good evening. Thank you very much.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you so much. Siyabonga nathi kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Ngokushayela izandla ke namhlanje. Ucule kamnandi nanoma amakhibo uthi mara hayi ucule kamnandi ke namhlanje. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, it is Radio Pulpit. And here's Wayne. Wayne says, Shalom, shalom. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end leads to death. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 12. It's being right in your own eyes while doing what is contrary to the word of Elohim. Romans 1 verses 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Self-will leads to foolishness. For it is of this world. Shalom, shalom. And I say, Tuda, Rabbah. Thank you, my friend. All right. And you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. We are talking about the very aspect of self-will, what it is even all about. And of course, Sizo Ugutu Tini Gewena. Here's some level. You know, when this artist started, she was introduced to me by Sipho Kaleni. She was very young then.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ah, beautiful song. Teko yalona. Levels Kovela there. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, I just wanted to play two snippets because, hey, at times we don't play songs, we just talk, man. We need to play a bit of songs. Ukuthi kube mnandi kube nje aya, uyayibona indaba. Kube mnandi kube nje aya. Right, just after this, I will play some song. Let me go to my friend Godfrey there. Godfrey!
Hey, good evening, Babu Ray.
Good evening, my friend.
Hey, sing it over, Moyeni, as I'm at the self will.
Nazoga, Nazoga.
Tando yet.
Yeah.
Tando yet to inking over Yule and the Utisikoshe Eden.
Eish.
Tando yet to Yule and the Utisiko Alemachel. Tando yet to Yule and the Mativos.
Hey.
Yule and the Bandu Babulalani. Intando yethu leyo eNkulunkulu intando isambisa ekulungeni ekukhanyeni. It takes us to salvation, to victory, to real life. Intando yethu yiyo le intando yeningi nayo izoyenzeka nge-29 zaka May. Uzayibona intando yethu, intando yeningi uthi hamba
kanjani. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Izabe ikhethile umuntu wakhona ahluleke nokwenza bokhethwa abantu abanemoko.
Hey, yeah,
ngoba senza intando yethu asifuna yenze kaNkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu has already chosen a leader for us. We are sure Mashiach,
yes,
to be the one and only. He's going to prepare a place for us. He's going to return. Laba abaphezwe kwenza intando yabo lana kuyavota siyenza intando bathi kunentando yeningi. This is very strange ukuthi na sizoni kanje mara sifuna ukukhetha omnye umuntu sicanga ukuthi uzoba ngcono kanjani ukudlula thina.
Yeah.
Is that person esiyomkhetha or abamkhetha ungcono than uyashua? Is that person ungcono than wena? Ngoba sonke nje we have sinned. We fall short of grace. So lo muntu ozabakhethiwe nje umthwalo omningi uphezulu kwakhe. Kumele azitshele ukuthi uzoba njengoSolomon, acela ukuhlakanipha.
Yeah.
Hayi intando yethu. Kumele kwenzeke intando kaNkuluNkulu. Intando kaNkuluNkulu ilesilidela kuYeshua, isilidela ukuthi senze imithetho elishumi and all the commandments that he told us to do. If we don't, then we don't love him. We have to na kanjani ukuthi senze intando yethu. uNkulunkulu akasebenzi ngentando yeningi. Usindise umhlaba ngoNoa ayi-1.
Hey mother.
Nalabantwana bakhe abayi-3 nabafazi babo wasindisa okhipha ama-Israelite e-Egypt ngomuntu oyi-1. Waphinde wageza izono zomhlaba zamaJuda ngomuntu oyi-1 uYeshua. uNkulunkulu akahambi ngentando yeningi. Akahambi ngentando yethu. Uwenza eyakhe.
Yeah,
otherwise nasuke sazi intando kaNkulunkulu. Then what is the purpose kaNkulunkulu? Mangibambe lapho. Sukubenzolo.
Tuda, my ahi. Tuda. Otherwise, I should say, you know, it is okay. It is okay. Let us talk about this self-will, what it is even all about. What's on your mind? The things that are coming into your heart. I want us to talk about them. At the same time, in the background, I will be playing some songs. Kakhulukazi of these artists that developed nje phambi kwethu, you know, I'll tell you ukuthi ubani owenza le artist leyo ukuthi ibe right kakhulu. Any group nine. And these guys basically bala eduze kwamla khona la eduze kwa most of them eSoshanguve. And they really, really did quite well. Now, there's a guy called Ernest Mahoro.
Ish. Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
I tell you, man, when we get time, I will play this more and more. Victoria! Sonny Gospel Choir there in the background. And of course, we need to hear what you say on this issue. And let's get to this one. I trust that the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Sawubona.
Ke dumedisa Pastor Ray le bontate ba tebaru tiba teng ka mo.
Tobela, tobela.
Ke go patshwarelo ke fumana ditaba di le hare.
A o nna botha.
Ke mojaki mo khwetse ka mona ka Welkom.
Ntate mojaki man.
Ke le hantle e ka re le bua ka taba ya self will.
Eh.
Ke kopa o tshwaela fela ho se ho kaenyana ka taba eo ya self will
ka nnete.
Taba ya self will ndate bontate ba ruti ke the highest form of pride, because self will ke mo motho a kgethang ho etsa se batlwang ke yena e seng se batlwang ke Modimo. Mme tlhokomediso ke ena ya hore ha hona mohlang Modimo a tla ikokobeletsa thato ya rona. Ke rona ba loketseng ho ikokobeletsa thato ya Modimo. Self will ke pride, and Bebele e re Modimo o hanela ba ikhumusi empa o hauhela ba ikokobetsang. Hape taba self will ke taba ya ho tsamaya ka nama. re sheba go ba Roma mane chapter 8 bebele re batsa maeng ka nama ba sitwa go gatlisa modimo bebele re thato ya nama ke lifu self willi handlantle ke borabele gahlano le thato ya modimo ene bebele re sebe sa borabele se jwalo ka sebe sa buloyi so taba self willi ka nnete e kotsi ho mang le mang ya ba mohlomong a ka prefer ho tsamaya ka yona because ape ape a re sheba lentswe la modimo bukeng ya ba Roma chapter 1 mane ho tloha ho 18 ho ya fatshe e ya hlalosa ka bona batho ba tsamayang ka self will and bebele hape bukeng ya diprofobia e re bebele mo tsela tse ding ho beng ba tsona e ka di lokile empa pheletso ya tsona ke lefu le pheletso ya tsona ke lefu so taba self will ka nnete e kotsi haholo ho mang kapa mang re lokela ho ikokobeletsa thato ya modimo ha hona hore re ka re re bana ba modimo re pholositswe re be re batla ho etsa dintho ka moo rona re batlang ka teng self will hantlantle ke moya wa borabele ke moya wa satan so modimo a re hlonolofatse re hlole taba eo ya self will ke a leboha
o leboha nna ntate waka morena o etse hantle morena o tlhonolofatse ntate waka hey madota it's just amazing you know this very aspect of self will we find ourselves in such in most cases
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 am
do you need prayer whatsapp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sabona ke mfundisi Ray nabafethu abangama guest nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit.
Danke.
Isihloko ke self will. God's authority is higher than the authority of the governments in the world. UJesu wanikeza ke abafundi bakhe ke umkhuleko ke la ebafundisa ke ukuthi mabakhuleke kanjani encwadini ke kaMateyu esahluko ke u6 verse u10 uthi your kingdom come your will be done on earth as it is in heaven intando yakho mayenziwe emhlabeni njengoba ke isenziwa ke nasezulwini njengoba ke thina ke singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siphila la emhlabeni akumelanga ke senze ke le ntando ke kahulumeni onikeza ke abantu ke amalungelo ukuthi ke bazenzele intando yabo omunye nomunye azenzele intando yakhe namhlanje ke abantu baphila ke impilo ke abayithandayo bengaphili impilo kaNkulunkulu kukhushulwa ke izisu ingane ayikhuzwa ayishaywa kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi ingane mayonile ke mayishaywe ngoswazi ukuze ke kukhishwe ke ubuphukuphuku bengane namhlanje ke kwenziwa ke intando ke yabantu ukuthiwa ke intando yeningi thina kumele ke senze intando kaNkulunkulu okuyiyona ke ezosenza ke ukuthi ke singakhalakatheli ke eweni singalingisi ke lokho kwenzwa ke yizwe amen angibongeke
inkosi kubusise kakhulu baba siyabonga ngendlela eyisimanga and of course now it's 8 minutes to the hour and we're listening to the things that you have been saying man we really appreciate We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Bafana TS, Shalom brothers. Self will ugwala izwi lika baba wethu uma ekhuluma nathi Yeshayahu, that is Isaiah 43 verses 11, Yeshayahu 56 verse 6, and Yehunon Uchuhan 5:43 there, and he says, may Eloah reveal his name to all of us. Shalom. Tuda Rabah, I say. May the Father bless you so much, brother. I really appreciate. Godfrey, I don't remember playing this.
Hey, good evening, Babu Ray. Hey, sing it over.
Okay, no, I played it on the other platform. I played it on the other platform. Sorry about that. Mam Maureen.
Greetings again. Here is the way that I will bring.
Yeah.
Ngani nge will. Gankulunkulu. Disciples went with him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Mm. Then he went off from them about the distance of a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed. Father, he said, if you will, take this cup of suffering away from me. Not my will, however, but your will be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. In great anguish, he prayed even more fervently. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Rising from his prayer, he went back to the disciples and found them asleep, worn out by their grief. He said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you will not fall into temptation. This is the word that I would like to bring. Ukuthi ngempela prayer iyanceda ukuthi ngempela ukuthi I self will ingabi khona empilweni zethu. Here is Jesus Christ. It is our example. Ukuthi ngempela naye he went through this. Ngani ngoba it was the will of God, not his will. If it was his will, he would never had gone eyo crucifyiwa. So ngani ngoba his father's will was supposed ukuthi iphethe iyenzeke. Then he did what he succumbed to, what to whatever it is that God wanted to be with him. Ngempela today here we are speaking about him. We are preaching the word. We are encouraging others with the word of God. Why? We are doing what yena akwenzile. Yes, yena nayo washo ukuthi this cup was very kwakunzima kuyena. However, but because of uNkulunkulu yena bekumele kwenzeke ini intando yakhe. Take this cup of suffering away from me, not my will. It's verse 22:42 in Luke 22:42. Uyasho uJesu ukuthi ngempela if bekungeyintando yakhe, he will not have drank that cup, but because of intando kaNkulunkulu mekumele iyenzeke. Wenzeni? Wazile ukuthi adlulise lokhu uNkulunkulu wayethanda ukuthi akudlulise. Today here we are born again Christians. We preach the word, we encourage people, we sing the praise songs. Ngani ngoba wenzeni? Wenzile ukuthi thina sisondelane nani naye uNkulunkulu. Thank you very much. Good evening to all the listeners and to you, Pastor Ray. Here's the way that I have brought Elega Luke chapter 22 from 39 up to 45. Good evening.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate from the bottom of my heart.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Salela usanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7575. 1064 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, and we have come to the end of the show. And of course, hey, next week in Zobo Nabantu Pela, la, Payagumen's dialogue. Oh, Nkosiam, Kuzabegumnandi. Funis Mota, let me give you 30 seconds, man. Next week is Gumen's dialogue. Ang it.
No, Maganjan, Funis one. We are coming, yes, I mean, and we will be there. We are so looking forward, and we know that everything is going to go well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jabu, men's dialogue, Baba, siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen. Thank you very much, my friend. We are together, noma kanjani. We trust God for his presence and his glory for men.
It is going to be a powerful parliament of men, you know, talking men in transformation. It's just going to be great. Sipho! Endo tunemoto manje. Hey. Awuyeke ukugqoka iskin desgreen uzukugijima. Ndinini? Fika ku men style oko putwami. Sizoyiletha nalapha Standard Tone. Siyayiletha nalapha Standard Tone.
Yeah, so I so wish Fundisi may come around, please.
Ya nakanjani? Nakanjani? Khuluma nabafundisi bakho. Khuluma nabafundisi bakho. Thina sahamba lapha phela bese sabe umfundisi umotha. Sihamba senkonzweni yangakibo ngapha sahamba siya Force Lorus, sihambe siya le. Even asibiza ne Man of Hope uzosibona sesigibela ibus manje. Siya na sport. Uzosala wena.
Asifisa ukusala mfundisi. We thank God for the opportunity that tonight to have learned from the topic of today itself. May God teach us always mfundisi. Mfundisi, love you so much. Chavlan Dominic Fundisi Mota. We thank God Nabalaleli for your own contribution in Banayo and for spending quality time. Sifunda is Gankulungul. And I appreciate it very much, Fundisi.
Amen.
Just to know you. May God bless you, Nabalaleli Bakai.
Sabonga sipasiti jo uko tu gan siti fa 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 gan sizo kotri.
Hey, I think it's squeeze a lama seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus could have killed Judas long ago because he knew that he was going to betray him.
Mm.
He could have asked Peter without Tilenale part, but he did it because why? It was not his will. His will could have said that. I would come Kulumanga, we should say some good Yena. He listened to the will of the Most High.
Yes.
Had it been his will, he could have long done something or Judas, but he trusted in the one law above. So even Natibatana goes. Nasi na mundo supayo family nam sevenzini gupi anywhere government is tratweni ini miyegele lo mutloyo unkulunkulu zotila na unga stress when I stay on the path ya unkulunkulu unga war numa batu ya taga ata wenzini unga stress nga lo mutloyo just like we are sure I will ya unkulunkulu izo enzega miyege uzotila nga unkulunkulu angisho enune faith utembe yela as long as you go under his will. And then we must pray for the will of Nkulunkulu to happen lapha eParliament kulaba bayokhethwa ku judiciary, the will of Nkulunkulu it descend, the will of Nkulunkulu legislature it descend, the will of Nkulunkulu ingena ku president lesa stulo kuhlale umuntu ozowenza i will ka Nkulunkulu kulaba bay 400 abayongena benze i will ka Nkulunkulu, the next chief justice in the system ibe i will ka Nkulunkulu. Siyabonga.
Awuzeke siyabonga kakhulu inkosini buse ngendlela esimanga mfundisi Motha, thank you so much sir, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much my brother, we meet on Saturday in Kangala Development Ministries. We are there.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much Sipho Paulos Ndodana.
Ngiyenkosi the glory mfundisi. Upopo zani balaleli siyapopoza sithi inkosi be nani.
Jabu, siyabonga kakhulu.
Thanks very much.
We say to the Rabbah, may the Father be glorified. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, may his Ruach HaKodesh be upon us each and every time. His spirit, when I say Ruach HaKodesh, be upon us every time. Inkosi nibusise ngendlela esimanga. Thank you so much. It's been great. Shalom.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.